Aye, there's mair to digging graves than folk would know.
I'm sure there is.
And even mair to shoveling them back up again. A fancy word for such as they're not.
Disinterment.
That's the one. Or grave robbing, you might even say.
This is not robbery.
What is it then, Mistress Brash?
My business. Keep digging.
Is that big bugger going to sit atop the carriage all night?
Angus will help when the moment comes.
There's an art to spade and shovel. My father taught me well.
You should have stuck to his profession.
Well, like Caskey is a master criminal.
McLeavy threw you in jail for stealing hens.
I was betrayed.
By a trail of feathers.
Aha. My father used to say, when the rain stops, the cadavers rise. What is it you want with a dead man, Mistress Brash?
As I said, my business.
You hear that?
I hear it.
The coffin lid. Who's inside and wanting out? Peeky-boo.
I have been invaded by a plague of mice, squeaking in the night like so many lost souls. And though I have nothing against the rodents per se, they have scoffed the poke of sugar biscuits I was saving for hard times. My landlady's West Highland Terrier, Hamish, has signally failed to shift them and left only a mark of his disappointment upon the carpet. Thank God they've no liking for coffee grounds. I may have to put my trust in the feline species. There is a cat, Bathsheba by name, who prowls the slates and visits my attic room for provender. I will strike a bargain that for every carcass she might receive an extra dollop of milk. To strike bargains with the opposite sex is aye a dangerous proposition, but it seems I have no option. I could poison the beasties, but I'm told it is a long and agonizing demise, and I have no wish to see them staggering all over the place like Hamlet in his death throes. Besides, I might infect myself by mistake and think of the general lamentation. The criminals of Leith would rend their garments. Jean Brash would close her body house for weeks as a mark of respect. Mulholland, my constable, would weep over his precious beehives, and my superior, Lieutenant Roach, would grieve that I had died by my own hand. And not his? No. Better just stay alive and not upset anybody. I am James McLeavy, Inspector of Police. I will leave death alone, in the hope that it returns the compliment.
I would have thought Burke and Hare to have cured Edinburgh of grave robbing.
It would seem not so, Lieutenant.
At least they left the coffin.
Two respectable spinsters, flowers in hand, an early morning visit to their mother's resting place, and I had them in the office for nearly an hour, stricken by sacrilege.
Consolation, it wasn't the grave of their dear mother, sir.
A small comfort. Sacrilege.
Resurrection is also possible.
That is not funny, McLeavy. Now, away to Leith Cemetery and find out what the hell is going on up there.
They did a neat job.
Even unscrew the lid.
A mark of respect.
There's nothing down here but mud.
You better come up then.
Seize your hand.
So,
we have a missing corpse in the cemetery of Leith. Neatly transported, spirited away. Anatomical reasons?
Doubt it. frowned upon now in medical circles. Besides, this was respectable remains. You can get a never-ending supply from the poor. See here, Lo. While you were frolicking in the grave, I was doing something useful. Look now.
Wow. What a wee beauty.
Uh-huh. A distance from the dig at the side of the bush.
Female, for sure. Make a clean cast.
Dainty little foot.
What kind of a grave robber is this?
Time will reveal. Well, the corpse might have quit the scene, but he's left a name.
On the tombstone. Thomas Roxburgh.
Ring a bell.
It does for sure. Sorely missed by his loving wife, Emma.
Loving wife? That's nice.
No doubt you heard how he died, Inspector.
I did. Stormy night, a high fall, Arthur's Seat, all the way down.
A long drop.
Took its toll.
Mistress Roxburgh, would you by any chance have a wee notion why your husband's coffin might be open and the body gone?
The dead are restless.
That's superstition. I deal in facts.
Unavenged, then.
How do you mean, ma'am?
The city police concluded accidental death, though they did hint at suicide. In my opinion, it was murder.
Hmm. Have you informed them of such?
They did not inspire my confidence.
Well, the body theft occurred in Leith, so it's my case now. And if you've anything that might pour light upon this mystery...
We're all ears, ma'am.
Thomas walked the heights of Arthur's Seat every day of his life. Rain, hail or snow, he knew every inch. It is not conceivable that he would miss his footing.
So, in your opinion...
How did he fall?
He was pushed...
By...
His business partner. An Ace McMaster. If not on hand, would be at the back of it. A foul, malicious creature. Sly and conniving.
That describes most of Edinburgh.
He's a Glasgow man.
Why kill your husband?
Thomas hinted to me that he had discovered business malpractice.
Just hearsay.
No proof, I'm afraid.
It is my belief, Constable.
Belief can lead to desperate actions.
If you are suggesting that I stole my own husband's body, you're wrong. And I can assist you no more, gentlemen.
We'll be in touch, ma'am.
I'm sure you will.
These wildflowers are a delight to the bees. Look at them go. Mad as hatters.
I like wildflowers. I used to be one myself.
Wildflowers? What the hell does that mean?
Not a clue, sir. But I had a wee peek round the garden. No freshly turned earth.
You notice her feet?
On the large side.
Too big for that footprint. Pity. But she's up to something.
You think that about everybody.
And I'm rarely mistaken. Well, well. Wooly Caskey. You look like a man of parts.
Nay thanks to you, MacLeavy.
Don't steal hens.
And wring their necks.
It was for my mother's birthday.
A loving son.
Served my sentence, and I have better things to do than converse with your lichen cut. Excuse me, gentlemen.
It's your bounden right, Wooly. Pass on by. See where he came out?
The pawn shop. Has to be.
One of the half-uncles. We'll away in and spear what his business was there.
And why would we do that?
Because he had a big smile on his face when he came out. And Wooly's old fellow was a gravedigger. Best in Edinburgh.
Like father, like son?
Unto the fourth generation.
I'll have six of the bright ribbons. There are many lasses at my beck and call. You have to keep them happy. Now, what else? A wee present for my mother. That shiny brooch, how much would it cost a man of my standing?
More than you may afford, Wooly. Recognise this timepiece?
Never in my life.
You just pawned such.
And the uncle wants his money back.
How come?
Because it is stolen, Mr. Caskey. And I am afraid, madam, that you, not through any personal short failings, have just lost a sale.
Ach, to hell with you.
Come away, Wooly, before the woman throws her knick-knacks at you.
What is this? I am an innocent party.
With a guilty secret.
You pawned the watch, Wooly. It has an inscription upon the back. To Thomas Roxburgh, from his loving wife, Emma. Jean Brash, I want the word.
It better be quick. We're open for trade.
That's the front door. This is the back.
I have to be on the threshold.
Hannah Semple can do such. She's your good right hand.
Not here. Her sister's ill.
What of?
A woman's complaint.
Well, here's mine. Leith Cemetery.
What?
You were there last night. A body stolen.
Your havering man.
Wooly Caskey points the finger.
Oh, you're bluffing, McLeavy. I can aye tell.
By what presumption?
Your left eyelid blinks.
My left eyelid is adamantine.
What is all this about?
A body stolen from its lawful rest.
That's terrible.
Thomas Roxburgh? A client, maybe?
Not at the Justland.
Wooly Caskey in the frame and you're involved.
A wild surmise. How do you come by it?
We hammered him for hours.
He denied all. Claims he found it in the street.
But one thing slipped. She'll kill me, he said.
Terrified.
I know only one woman of his acquaintance who could inspire such fear.
His mother?
You.
Mistress, the officers have arrived.
All right, Angus. The Dutch Navy, and I have a living to make.
Nice boots.
Other age.
Polished, neat, and small.
Shined each day with my conscience. Well, I better get to work.
With your conscience.
One thing, how come Wooly Caskey's in the frame?
He pawned a watch. This one.
Stolen from the corpse.
How does it feel to rob the dead, Jean?
That is not my style. I'll kill the wee bastard. Heren, welcome by the Justland. Wat zal u plezieren?
Did you see her face?
If looks could kill.
No wonder Caskey's terrified.
But it's all surmise. She's right. Empty words. Not worth a damn.
Well, you didn't say much.
You never gave me a chance. Look, even if her boot fits the rough cast...
They're all the rage. But she's in it somewhere.
Why would Jean Brash risk such a venture?
A good question.
Even if we break Caskey down...
What?
His word against hers.
You're full of good cheer this night.
I'm worried about my bees.
Well, away him then.
I'll do that. With pleasure. Good night.
This watch was buried with him.
That was my surmise.
Thomas was wearing it when he fell. By some miracle, it survived.
God's mystery.
Will you join me in coffee, Inspector?
Black. Thank you. Awfully nice.
Lebanese. The very best. 6 lumps.
Sweet tooth.
So, you've found the body thief?
One. The rest will follow.
Has he pointed the way?
Not yet. But I'll find them. My profession to do so.
The thief taker.
What the fraternity name me.
It is also said you're a man of violence.
That's more Mulholland. Vicious brute.
You're making fun of me. That's good. I am treated with great circumspection these days. The grieving widow.
How did you meet your husband?
By fortunate chance.
Tell me a wee bit about him.
Gentle, abstemious, overly trusting.
Towards you?
Towards everybody. And it killed him.
Now what is all this? You lot should be in your bed. There's a great sense of unease in this world. The dead and buried will not rest.
I am glad you came this night, Inspector, for I have something to give you. I finally got my strength up to go through his desk. I found this note.
Terrible hand. Hand scratching.
Let me translate. I have come to distrust my partner, Aeneas McMaster, and fear a swindle of bookkeeping being perpetrated. I shall confront him this very day.
I can read the date, at least.
The day before he died. I also came upon this key. The note was wrapped around it. They belong together.
Strange shape, right enough.
You may have both.
What do you know of Jean Brash?
She is a legend. Like yourself.
Are you acquainted?
What would a respectable widow want with a bawdy housekeeper? You know, Inspector, it is curious, but you strongly resemble my Thomas.
I do. Do I?
Well, not the face so much, but the stature and build. If I half close my eyes, you might even be him. Strong, solid flesh, rooted to the earth. And then he fell.
Not another drop will you get until I see a line of dead mice stretched before me. That is sufficient, Bathsheba. Now away and hunt. Emma Roxburgh. When she leant across, I could see that her eyes were a dark bruised colour. Purple, almost. And I could discern some cologne that definitely wasn't widow-like. I grabbed the note plus key and got the hell out of there. But now, I am pondering. Did she, for instance, perform all this to distract my line of questioning on Jean Brash? A similar age. Both hard to shuffle. A taste for Lebanese coffee. Are there further connections in between? Emma Roxburgh shows no huge curiosity about the whereabouts of her dead husband. More a burning desire at the possible cause of death. Deary me. A tangled web. But yes. I think all in all, time I paid a visit to the Glasgow man.
Aeneas McMaster at your service. Import, export, that's my trade. Tobacco often, but any luxury items that might tickle a rich man's pocketbook. I may describe myself as a free entrepreneurial spirit.
Licensed hawker.
Indeed. And I make no bones. Started with a market stall and... See me now, monarch of all I survey. John Sims, why are the men standing idle?
They say the crate's too heavy to lift, sir.
Then they may leave it and my employ at the same time. It needs shipped out this morning. Move it into place or I'll fire the whole damn lot of you.
Local labour, worse than the Irish.
You hear that, Mulholland?
I'm listening.
Oh, no offence, Constable. Come away up the stairs to the office and I'll show you my kingdom.
Your partner, Thomas Roxburgh. What did he contribute?
Capital. I supplied the brains. And believe me, there was much need. Follow me, gentlemen.
You heard his word, the Maester, and his word is law. Now put your backs into it.
From this window, I can survey the whole warehouse. Not one thing escapes my eagle eye.
Haven't you seen a dead body by any chance?
A strange event, right enough, as you tell it. But I deal in commerce. I suppose that wife of his has been poisoning your ears.
There have been allegations of financial impropriety.
Impropriety? See here. The company accounts, open and honest, on public display.
Big books, that's for sure.
Every transaction, profit and loss, she'll get her share.
The crates are budged, sir.
Oh, good. Amazing what the crack of a whip will do, eh?
Your word is law, maester.
You're chewing, John Sims. Tobacco plug.
I forgot, sir.
A noxious habit, spit or swallow.
Well, I can't spit the carpet.
Then swallow. Outside you may chew, but in here you may not. This is my kingdom.
I forgot, sir.
Go now.
I've never swallowed tobacco.
Must leave a bitter taste.
Oh, he would not notice.
How come?
A poor specimen, bereft-witted. If not for my charity, he'd be destitute.
Kindness is its own reward.
A superstitious Catholic fool. But the man reads and writes well enough to be foreman and does what he's told.
That's the main thing.
Well, gentlemen, the books are here. You are free to examine them at your leisure.
I'm sure they're all ship-shape. We just called by to see if you might have any idea as to the whereabouts of your deceased partner.
Not a notion. But I'll tell you one thing.
Please do, sir.
His wife. The woman's not right. You can see it in her eyes. Unhinged.
So what you are describing is a wild goose chase?
Not so much goose, more...
Deviation?
Deviation be damned. Where is the body, James?
I don't know. Yet. McMaster arrived from Glasgow some 5 years ago. I've sent word to my financial contacts in order to inquire about his past deeds and present pecuniary standing.
More of the goose.
I have a feeling it all hangs together.
You have a feeling?
The inspector's often right, sir, with his feelings. Sometimes.
Thank you, Mulholland. Is he one of yours by any chance, sir?
What?
McMaster. A mason.
None of your business.
He seems to have a down on Catholics.
Many do, with good reason.
Aye. Burn them all.
Why do you ask all this?
Not sure. Often what folks say betrays the very path that leads to their undoing.
Too profound for me. I've met the man at gatherings. He lacks scruples.
Hit the nail on the head, sir.
You see it all, Lieutenant.
Oh, very well. I'll let you run with the goose. But find me that body and get the dead back where they belong, out of sight.
Your servant, aye, sir.
And now that you have got your own sweet way, what is your next move, Inspector?
That's easy. Hammer down hard.
That's a terrible cell you put me in, full of lechers and evildoers.
Wait till tonight's batch.
The Dutch Navy are let loose.
Sailor boys.
That's no fair. I'm a decent man.
Well, you can have a cell to yourself, Willie.
If you tip the wink.
Can you betray a trust?
We went to see Jean Brash.
I never said that name.
She laughed at you.
What?
No mercy. And savage words.
What would any woman want with a wee dry stick like Willie Caskey?
I am a handsome devil.
An ugly, dirty monkey.
Her very utterance.
I told her you were rotting in the jail. She laughed her heart out.
Oh, terrible sound.
Who cares about that shilpit creature?
Who needs him?
She came to me.
Did she know? And why was that?
Because of my ancestral gift.
That is, the digging up of graves.
No less. I did it. And she watched.
Have some care with you.
The winding sheet's all slippery.
Slide the body through, Angus.
Aye. Done. You'll have to sit with him all the way back, mistress.
I've sat with worse. Here is your payment.
Do I cover the grave back over?
No, leave as is. The debt is now paid.
The debt is now paid?
Which she pronounced. Then she sat beside the corpse and off they travelled.
Destination unknown?
Unknown to me. I was left in the rain. She'd no right to call me all these names. I did a good job.
But you couldn't pass over Snafflin the watch.
The sheet fell away and there it was.
That's robbing the dead, Willie.
What need had he of time?
What's the matter now?
Freezing to death. Could be in the warm.
Where?
The Just Land. A line to Jean Brash and you don't go banging on the door.
What you expect, the lieutenant would expect. Maybe even God would expect, but... I am James McCleavy, and I have other ideas. Oh, hold on till I catch my breath. Oh, how are the bees?
Agitated.
It's the weather. Besides, you named it true. Caskey's word against hers. Best hope was to catch her raw, which I did. but fell a wee bit short.
Because your eyelid blinked.
Never mind my eyelid. Leave as is, she said.
According to Willie.
Don't cover up the dead.
To provoke response?
Could be. I wonder where she stashed the corpse. To hide the rancid smell of death.
Next to the cheese cellar, maybe.
Nowhere on the premises. The woman's too canny. We'll keep Caskey's confession up the sleeve and get to Jean in our own good time, but it struck me that we are chasing after a dead body and never even been to the scene of the crime.
Crime? So you think it murder?
That, Mulholland, is what remains to be unraveled.
Mistress Brash, I have completed a successful day's transaction and wish to avail myself of your produce.
Do you know, Mr. McMaster?
I have worked up a keen appetite. Are the Dalrymple twins on hand?
They are spoken for.
A pity. But I am sure that you can provide other fleshly diversions.
I can. But you are not welcome.
I was a month ago.
Times have changed.
Well, even a body housekeeper has her rights. I will take my custom elsewhere.
Do so for good.
Why the change of mind?
A woman's prerogative.
Oh, indeed it is. Enjoy the hooring, Jean Brash. I hear you're very good at it.
According to reports, it would be about here. Oh, quite a drop, eh? What is it this time?
The wind near tipped me over.
Now, if you might stop your lamentations. Were you a man with murder on mind? How would you proceed?
Well, not follow up the pass. Too risky. People might see or the quarry even look behind. No, I'd wait up here, where I knew he would arrive every evening.
Correct. But it's a stormy night.
I'd find a hidey hole, where I might keep an eye on the spot and then, upon his coming, sneak out and do the dirty deed.
That is our objective. The hidey hole.
But surely the city police would...
Dunderheads, who couldn't have found their own posterior without celestial guidance. So, you, to the left. I, the right.
The left is treacherous, jagged, full of big rocks.
And you, the younger man with the feet of a mountain goat. Ah, ah, see... The wind dropped, and a shaft of evening sunlight. The gloaming. Let us search in the gloaming, Mulholland.
Gloaming be buggered.
Charlie's my darling, the young chevalier.
Sir, I think I found it.
Don't budge. Stay where you are. Do not panic! It's easily done! Where are you?
Over here, a crevice in the rocks.
Oh, aye, right.
Perfect vantage point. Room enough for a man to slip in.
I'll join you.
No, a thin man. We don't qualify.
That's nice.
I found this on the level ground.
A button? Must have lost it as he crushed in.
Man of some bulk, like yourself.
That's enough now. Cheap quality. Bit of material on it. Shoddy.
Knock my bastard then. If I build or attire. Wait. Something in the corner here. I dig it out with my penknife. Well, here. Have a nibble.
Why should I?
I found. Your turn.
Bitter to the taste.
And points the finger.
Uh-huh. But how to proceed? Superstition and holy fear. We shall pay a visit to the widow and trust her comparison between Roxburgh and myself was soundly judged, stature to stature.
You've lost me there.
Plus, you remember the Christmas thief?
I remember.
And how he terrified his victims?
A model of ghostly ingenuity.
It so happens I have a memento of that case. And the dead shall speak.
I am the king. John Sims. How fay every man of you? out of your beds and see who conquers. Every man of you. Out of your bed.
John Sims, I have come for vengeance.
No. You're a dead man.
I will take your soul to hell.
No. What's the me?
Burn in everlasting flames.
No. The Maester, he commanded. I did what I was told.
You will confess.
I confess. I have sinned.
Write! A pen and paper is to hand. Write it down and save your soul.
Not my fault, Mr. Rooks.
Write!
I, John Sims, confess that I...
Murdered
Thomas Roxburgh on Arthur's Seat. I pushed him over in the dark. As commanded by my maester.
Name him.
Aeneas McMaster. I did what I was told by him. God forgive me.
Sign it.
By my hand. John Sims.
A decent contrition, and I'll just witness such by taking it from you, Mr. Sims.
But you're the constable.
And I
am Inspector James McCleavy.
A fine contraption from the Christmas thief.
Aye, a speaking tube to distort the voice. Borrowed the dead man's clothes for the widow and all else follows.
You tricked me.
No, I saved your immortal soul. You're a Catholic, are you not?
I am.
Had you died unconfessed?
I would have burnt.
Eternally.
And you only did as commanded.
The maester will kill me.
He will be in no position. This predicament is his fault, and you may help yourself further.
How?
McMaster has a secret place where he keeps his books. The real books. I need to know where he hides his stash.
How did you find me out?
While waiting, you chewed tobacco.
And this time, you spat it.
You men, why are you delaying? Get to your work. And where is John Sims?
I'm taking his place for the day.
What? What are you doing here, Constable?
Waiting for you. Step inside, if you please, sir.
Ah, fine, comfortable chair, Mr. McMaster. Not unlike a throne, and your portrait just above. A monarch, indeed.
What's all this nonsense?
John Sims has made written and witnessed confession to the murder of your partner, Thomas Roxburgh, at your persuasion and instigation.
His word only, and the man bereft.
We also have Roxburgh's own written suspicions of you. And most importantly, the safe.
Safe?
It lies behind your portrait. John Sims informed us so. I received word from my financial contacts this morning, and they confirmed what I had suspected. Double bookkeeping.
A serious accusation, sir. I refute it and will report your conduct.
You left Glasgow under a cloud 5 years ago, suspected of embezzlement.
Two sets of books. One for public viewing, the other showing the real story of how much you had been pocketed on the sly.
Both necessary to keep track on the false accounting. Thomas Roxburgh became suspicious, raised those doubts, and ruin stared you in the face.
So you had him murdered?
By a poor creature who fears and worships you.
You have no real proof.
We have enough to take you into custody and persuade the authorities to open that safe. I'm certain that the books will be found there. And your doom is sealed.
Not yet! I skipped in Glasgow and I can skip you again. This is a derringer. Small, but it can kill. You will stand against the wall. I can turn the door key and lock you in long enough for me to kiss Edinburgh goodbye.
Mulholland, how fast does a bee sting?
Like lightning!
The speed of that hornbeam stick, Mulholland, near defies belief.
It's a fast arm hunts snakes in the fern.
Oh, from your Aunt Katie's fountain of wisdom, no doubt. But quick enough to fracture the man's wrist, and the bullet from McCleavy ends up in the painting. What a pity.
Shot himself in the head.
And the other thing that defies belief is your luck, James.
And when the safe was opened with McMaster's key, there lay the false accounts.
Felt it in my bones.
Speaking of which, where, may I ask, is the body of Thomas Roxburgh?
I guarantee you, sir, that mystery to be solved by the end of this day.
Oh, I am aware, McCleavy, that my existence is a mere thread in the weft you weave. So I'll take your word for it.
You don't seem too chipper, Lieutenant.
Oh, I had a song recital last night, some doleful Belgian tenor. Culture put years on you.
Have a honeycomb, sir. The bees are hopping mad, but I rescued this. Does wonders for the spirit.
Thank you, Mulholland. All right, now go away, the pair of you.
Your servant, aye, sir.
Oh, by the way, how did you procure the confession from Sims?
From the clothes of a corpse.
And a ghost of Christmas.
I should have known better. Go away and leave me in peace.
Sometimes I feel sorry for the lieutenant.
But it doesn't last long.
How come you were so certain the books were in that safe?
While you were waiting outside for McMaster, I opened the thing and had a wee kick in. Then I shut it again to await official intervention.
It's quite a trick.
I had a spare key from a dead man. Now, you go to Leith Cemetery, where you will find the body of Thomas Roxburgh has been restored to his coffin.
How the hell do you know that?
I know everything, Mulholland. Eventually.
Sure you don't want to keep the suit? Good quality?
I have my own vestments.
You cut a fine figure. I shall treasure the memory.
Do that.
I wonder, Inspector, if we shall ever meet again.
Most certainly. At trial. Let me tell you what I suspect, but cannot prove.
Please do.
I think you and Jean Brash cooked up this body snatching to embroil me in the case. What your connection is, I do not know, but you're in it together.
What an idea.
You used your husband's body like a lever.
I had to identify my husband's body. It was broken. Every bone.
Jean Brash. A debt, she said, that had to be paid.
I owe you. I know that much.
And this attraction you exhibit towards me is no more than a ruse to deflect.
The attraction is real enough. It is a fact. You like facts.
The only certain fact, Mistress Roxburgh, is death. Everything else is in the mind. Goodbye.
McMaster will swing high.
And Thomas is avenged. Where did you keep him?
One of the surgeons owes me a favour. In the hospital cold room.
Oh, a corpse amongst many.
Now back in place. McCleavy sent word that if I did not make restitution at once, he would dig up every inch of my garden.
You would have done it anyway.
He just wanted the last word. The past. You walked through the doors of that body house, a wildflower.
Fresh from the country.
What a hellish whorehouse that was. Mm. But you had the luck. First client, a shy young man, Thomas Roxburgh.
You passed him on.
One look, and he hauled you out of there. Fortunate that all this was before the advent of Constable James McCleavy.
Fortunate indeed.
What will you do now?
Travel. The Amazon, Africa. I've always wanted to travel, and Thomas has left me well provided. What about you?
I have to work for a living.
You always have. The past.
I hooked up with that violent swine, Henry Prager. He owned the body house. I was enthralled to him. To no man's sins, but too young. We both were. I could not break free. I was damned. He had me in his power 2 years. Then you turn up out of the blue with a quantity of arsenic.
I bought it for the rats and it had no connection to you.
It made connection to Henry Prager.
The debt is paid.
I don't like owing people.
What about James McCleavy?
He did his job.
You intend to let him run free?
How do you mean?
You know very well what I mean. You should jump the gate for him.
He doesn't jump.
Any man will. With provocation.
We're fine as we are.
I give you fair notice. If I return from my travels and don't end up a shrunken head on some native's belt, I'll come for that man.
I owe you no more favours.
I ask for none. Thomas was a good husband, loving and gentle, but he did not fire the blood.
I'll take that as warning, Emma Roxburgh.
As a declaration of intent, Jean Brash.
Hmm?
The body of Thomas Roxburgh was found, put neat inside his coffin, and Mulholland got all the credit. But catastrophe awaited at home. One of his swarms had decamped the hive for an unknown destination. They follow the Queen. The constable is beside himself. Put not thy trust in queen bees. It is late now. The city is asleep. And I have come to the conclusion that women are unknowable, deep, and deadly. Aeneas McMaster found this out to his cost. Let us hope that I never do. Emma Roxburgh and Jean Brash, deep and deadly. Witness Bathsheba as well, chased all the mice away, and I found her with the last survivor, near dead in her claws. She let it go to the illusion of freedom, then hook it back again. I rewarded according to bargain and shoved her out the window, sore affronted and very huffy. Too bad. Then there was the case of the near-dead mouse. I solved that by dropping a volume of Edgar Allan Poe's Stories from on high. At least it died under some decent literature. I put the poor soul in a wee box and slid it down the slates, out into the Edinburgh night. Destination unknown. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police, and that light you see burning so late is me watching over my city. Six lumps. Sweet tooth. Nature of the beast.
In episode 2 of McCleavy, Inspector McCleavy was played by Brian Cox, Jean Brash by Siobhan Redman, Constable Mulholland, Michael Percival Maxwell, Lieutenant Roach, David Ashton, Emma, Steli Gonna, Askaske, Brian Pettifer, McMaster, Sean Scanlon, and Sims by John Keelty. McCleavy was written by David Ashton and directed by Bruce Young.